I have the honor and the privilege of commencing this gathering, and my name is Archbishop Dorian Baxter. I actually am the founding chairman of NAPA, the National Association for Public and Private Accountability. I have the honor and the privilege of founding this organization with Vernon Beck, who is here today, 12 years ago. In fact, this year we are celebrating our 12th anniversary. And I am sorry to tell you that the nightmare that my two little girls and I were put through 21 years ago continues to be the same story for so many other people across the province and across this great nation. I think that it goes without saying I purposely have worn black today, including a black handkerchief, as a sign of mourning for those who have been pushed into suicide and other horrendous acts of self-deprecation under the circumstances that they've been pushed through because of Children's Aid, because of the, I suppose, what I would have to call the lack of accountability for the Children's Aid societies. And I do want to make it abundantly clear that we stand united as NAPA, the Canada Court Watch Program, and John Dunn on my right-hand side, who is the president for all of Canada, for the Foster Care Council of Canada, and of course, two wonderful parents to my left who will be speaking with you shortly. But we're here to say to the province of Ontario, and of course the federal government also, that the time has come to bring accountability into the Children's Aid societies. I would honestly have to tell you, the calculation that Vernon Beck and I have done is that this province could save over $500 million per annum if they simply made the Children's Aid societies and their workers more accountable. The case that I went through is an infamous case. It lasted over a year and a half. My children were ripped out of my arms. False allegations caused this. My ex-wife had run off with a notorious child molester who in fact was with the mafia in Thunder Bay at the time. Frank Richards was his name. Horrendous circumstances, all documented. And of course, the Children's Aid, for some reason, chose to believe the lies of my ex-wife and this ex-convict, Frank Richards, who was a convicted rapist, attempted murder on several RCMP officers. I couldn't get an interview with the Children's Aid to even hear my side of the story as a well-respected clergyman in the province of Ontario. And in fact, this terrible court case that ripped my children away from me and put them in the arms of my ex-wife and a notorious child molester, aided and abetted by the Children's Aid, cost me $387,000. 21 years later, I still reel from the financial devastation. By God's grace, in just about a year and a bit, I cleared my name and I won sole custody of my two girls. I've raised them by myself since they were 2.5 and 4, showing that single parents can do a really good job. And that was in the face of the most horrendous court case. Children's Aid of Durham were found guilty of the grossest negligence, grossest incompetence, malicious prosecution, and blackmail. And the worker, Marion van den Boomen, all documented so the names can be used, was not even slapped on the wrist. In fact, she was transferred to London, where she continues to work today, and has wreaked havoc on many more lives. So I wear black today, in mourning for those who we know have been pushed into suicide, those who have been pushed into alcohol and drug abuse because their lives have been destroyed. I myself, I'm ashamed on one hand to admit it, but was so devastated I contemplated suicide. Thank God I didn't do that, because people would have pointed at me and said I was guilty. Where would my children be today? Both of them, top Ontario scholars, Malaika, my younger daughter, now 22, working in Africa, helping little children whose parents have died of AIDS, graduating from Queen's University with an average of over 90%. Rachel, my older daughter, 25 years old, and from Concordia, planting trees now out in Vancouver to help Daddy, to help pay off some of the legal fees I'm still paying from 21 years ago. These are my best friends, my two precious daughters, Rachel and Malaika. What they went through was so unbelievably horrendous. And I sued the Children's Aid for $1.8 million. And you know what? This country only allowed $75,000 to be given back to me. I sued the province successfully, and the Children's Aid found guilty on every hand. And lo and behold, the $387,000 it cost me, all I got back was $70,000 with interest. I continue to pay lawyers from 21 years ago, and I continue to make it. I couldn't pay my rent this month, but by God's grace, there's a movie being made of my life. There's a movie being made of the horrendous battle that took place 21 years ago, and I believe all that will come to pass, and then I'll be able to put some more financial backing into these organizations. But I want to just say this. We stand united as the people of Canada, and our motto in Napa is the citizens will fight. And the citizens will be right. Of course we need children's aid societies and social workers, but we need competent ones. We need those who are willing to be accountable. We're not declaring war on the children's aid society willy-nilly, no. We're declaring war on the lack of accountability. Mike Harris, I believe, started this problem by giving too much power. We now have a situation whereby the files, when a child is taken from a home and a file is opened, close to $2,000 a month is poured into the coffers of the Children's Aid Society, and there's no compunction upon them to close that file, even though they find that there is no evidence for ripping these families apart. We need to make sure that accountability comes back into the circumstances. We would like to push for the Ombudsman, Mr. Andre Marin, to have power of decision over and above the Children's Aid. This man could save the province over $500 million per annum. We need to know, as Canadians, that we have a government that will hold the people across this great nation accountable. The people that are working for the Children's Aid Society, many of them good people, well qualified. But you know what? Not being held accountable. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts, absolutely. Marion van den Boom was a tyrant. And what she did was so wrong. She should never have continued to work for the Children's Aid, and for lack of accountability, she's destroyed many more families. We need to know that the government of Ontario, the government of Canada, is concerned about accountability. And so I'm going to hand you over now to John Dunn, the president of the Foster Care Council of Canada, and then, of course, we'll hear from two parents. But we would like you to stand with us. We want to ask the government of Ontario to save more money for more vital programs. It's a total waste. The Children's Aid admitted that over $1 million was wasted on my case. And, of course, the details of my case are available on the website. Any Canada Court Watch can point you to that. You'd be mortified to realize these people admitted my innocence. And because I refused to be blackmailed by them, they continue for 9 more months. To try and save their own reputation at the expense of my two precious daughters. So I want to say this. We need to put an end to the power that is absolute in children's aid societies. We need to put an end to the corruption there. We need to draw out the best in those organizations. We need to facilitate good, competent social workers. And the only way to do it is to hold them accountable in a proper and viable manner. So over to you, John, and thank you so much.